We talked about cattywampus and I believe that's the list.
Oh! So
you certainly have been very, very helpful.
Whoever compiled that had really studied some.
these questions have been used, as I say, throughout New England and parts of the Midwest, most of the Mid-Atlantic mm-hmm. states, and there's been some work done, though not very much, in the West, far West. We're hoping to finish the South here at States in the next couple of years. It's a long process.
I'm sure.
Sort of fit it in, and you're not doing something for your money.
Where are you working from?
I'm working out of Atlanta.
Atlanta.
As a matter of fact, I'm going back and I'm going to write them tonight about Goose Drowner. This is really fascinating what you told me. Of course, that would be true. I never thought about it. That they would hold their heads up.
Yeah.
just as a reflex.
Yeah.
And they might actually drown.
Yes, they will.
That's fascinating. We've been getting this term, goose drowner.
Yeah. I had never heard it called that, but that is a reason for it, because they will. They'll just stand right there. The water will run right off their backs, you know, and they just hold their heads back for the water to run off, and it'll drown them. They'll just stand right there and drown.
That's wonderful. Do you think of anything that we have not put in that you'd like to see or ask?
Well, no, it seems to me that you've covered everything. It was fascinating to me because I had no idea what it was about, what you were going about until you mentioned the word spider, and then we came up with it. I can't think of any of the other words right offhand. Anything. I thought of the word cricket, but you mentioned spider.
Yes, I wanted to tell them that. That's something that's new to me, and maybe to them.
I believe that they use the word trivet a lot too in that cricket and trivet.
Trivet, same as a
trivet.
One of the most difficult parts of this is using the verbs.
Yeah.
And you might be interested. I think that you gave me, you and a lawyer in Mount Vernon, have given me the best sampling of verbs that I've had in this whole experience. And most people are so tense about it. They're so fearful that they'll say something incorrect.
Say something incorrect.
You really don't get the answers
that you're looking for. I understood that when you first began that it was the country that you were wanting, and the old and the new.
And what we really have to do now is of course, avoid generalizing and saying, well, well-educated people say this. Whereas a farmer will say very carefully, he dived.
Mm-hmm.
Or he in a long wait, and he'll come up with drag.
Yeah.
As you know very well that they're working too hard.
They're not saying that. That's right. It's not what they say. That's true.
That'll be one of the interesting.
Like one of my teacher friends, the second grade teacher, and she teaches in the public schools here, and then she teaches over at the mental hospital at night. So she went down to FSU this summer to an adult education course, and then she said, "Whoo!" I said, "Well, are you getting educated this summer?" And she said, "Boy, am I." I said, "I didn't realize I was so ignorant." She said, "Do you know what?" She said, "I taught second grade."